All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, February 19th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we had some PGA, tennis, and League of Legends action get underway earlier this morning. Good luck to all of you playing those slates. For the rest of the day, the second half of the NBA season is finally back. We have a seven-game NBA main slate on tap for tonight, so should be a exciting day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right, we did not have a show yesterday, so excited to be back today. We do have a show today, tomorrow, on Friday, and Saturday, so the rest of the week should be business as usual. Because we had no show, there is a decent queue of questions here to get through, so we are going to jump right into questions that came in. We're going to work our way top down. First question of the day, if I wanted to build my own field lineups based off my custom ownership projections, but I'm in contests with 300 to 500 entries, how many field lineups should I build? Good question here. You know, I would still probably build the max amount of field lineups your plan allows. I believe this came, you know, so if like you're on the ultimate plan, for example, right, you can build up to 5,000 lineups. You know, you don't really know exactly what lineups users are going to play. And the way that I think about it is, well, how many viable lineups are there on this slate? Now, if you were to build less than 5,000, you're basically making the assumption that there are only, say, 2,000 viable lineups on this slate. I think that's probably wrong. I think there are more plus EV lineups available. And I think the number of plus EV lineups available is probably more than 5,000 as well. So for that reason, I lean toward building as many lineups as you can, effectively to give SaberSim a better chance of getting the lineups correct. And remember, each time you run this contest sim with this custom ownership, right? So say we build a pool, okay? Well, if your contest only has 500 entries, but the field, your custom field lineup pool is 5,000, what SaberSim is doing every single time is it's taking a random 500 from the 5,000. So it's accounting for the variation in ownership, how ownership could come in more for some players, less for some players. And then it's doing that across all of the 100,000 sims that it's running. So I think that effectively what it does is it makes your lineups a little bit more resistant to ownership coming in different, because within each sim, it is different, right? It is, you know, this 500 might have more of this player, and then this 500 might have less of that player. So by doing that, I think your lineups, the ROI is a little bit more stable over the long run. So that's what I would recommend with regard to pool size for custom ownership and custom field lineups. All right, next question. Hi there, please kindly show me how to build for college basketball with custom projections and save and upload. Yeah, for sure. So the big thing I think that kind of catches people up here are you can't use the default templates the way they are set up. And I think that is the tricky part with a sport like college basketball. So we're going to talk about why. So step one is obviously upload custom ownership. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use the fantasy points per game as the ownership here. That's not what I wanted. Oh, that's what I did. I messed up. Say no, upload. Okay, college basketball, check. All right, so DFS ID, name, and I'm looking for not that. Not that. Here we go, fantasy points per game. So we're going to use this for projection. Okay, so I upload projections, check, right? Step two, switch from build mode sim to build mode optimizer. I would only build as many lineups as you need. So for this example, I'm going to build 20 lineups. And then I'm going to click run optimizer mode. So this takes care of the lineup building portion. Lineups are, this number is ticking up. So that means the build is not failing. So lineups are being generated. We're almost to the 20. Okay, so we get into the post build here. Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky. And we're just going to let this finish loading. So when you use a template, okay, when you come in here and you use a template, one group per contest, direct fill, etc., right? You're going to get a group, and then it's going to use portfolio automatically. What you need to do is you need to switch to uniques one. And we would recommend switching your rank by to projected score. This is going to get lineups to populate. If your direct fill or your one group per contest templates are starred, you're going to get a group and it's going to go to portfolio. The problem is, since we do not have sims, since we are not simming these games, we cannot run the Saber score. Okay. We cannot run contest sims and we can't run the Saber score because Saber score is a contest sim. It's just a simplified contest sim. So there's effectively no ROIs, no Saber score. Portfolio uses Saber score. Portfolio plus uses ROI. When it can't find those values, what happens is it effectively returns no lineups. It's saying, hey, I can't give you lineups because I wasn't able to solve the portfolio because there was no Saber score. So if you switch the diversity to uniques one, change the rank by to what we would recommend, projected score for optimizer mode type sports, then your lineups should populate and your exposures should populate. This you can do that with the plus icon here, and it will give you a pop-up, and you'll be able to select your contests, and then you can save. So those are like the big differences here. I think you can save yourself some headache by setting up a template to handle this. So what I would probably do is I would come into the templates, and then I'm going to name this, and I'm going to call this, optimizer mode sorting. Or something like that. And then I would say, maybe I want it. Each all depends, whatever you want to do. Do you want a different group for each contest? Do you want one big group for all your contests? Up to you. It would basically depend if you want to play the same top projected lineups in multiple contests. If you don't want to duplicate lineups, use all. If you do want to duplicate lineups, use each. That would be the determination. That would be the question I would be asking myself to figure out which route I want to go. Then I go to diversity, uniques one, rank by projected score. I would save this. And then when I know I am playing a sport like college basketball using optimizer mode, I would come into the templates and I would just select this template. When I do that, it's going to create that optimizer mode group with uniques one, with projected score, and then it's going to automatically assign the contests to either one big group or multiple groups, depending on whether you chose each or all. That should be the missing piece here to help you smoothly use custom projections to build college basketball lineups in SaberSim. Okay. Next question. Hey, Andrew. By chance, can you do a demo build for tomorrow's slate? Post-sim, if you navigate to the center position and sort by pool, should I uncheck a player if there's only 2% of the pool for a player? Let's say 12% of the pool. Would this be a good strategy? Okay. So this is with regard to like a slate demo for the basketball slate for today. Happy to do a slate demo. We usually do slate demos on the show. So we can definitely talk about this. So step one, we're going to go over to the NBA slate for today. Step two, we're going to make two small adjustments to the My Own column to unlock the build lineups button. And then we are going to kick off a set of lineups here. We're going to run a build. So let's let these lineups generate. All right, build is about halfway done, approaching the end. Lineups are loading in the post build. Cool. So let the Saber score calculate. All right, so I'm going to create a group. I'm just going to use portfolio here. Portfolio is great. Sort by exposure. So the question here was, do I think you should go into individual positions, the position in question, or part of the question as an example was the center position, and would I X players whose pool percentage is low? I think there's two good examples here, Carl Anthony Towns and Jay Huff. They're both in one lineup out of my 20, but then their pool percentages are 2.5 and 3.6%. Basically, the user's trying to figure out, hey, should I focus on the players with a higher pool percentage who are coming up more often? My personal opinion is I would not do that. Now, the main reason I would not do this, right, is because you have to understand effectively how high up in a contest you need to finish in order to win. So like if we go over to a, or we can even like make up a contest. All right, I'm going to open up an Excel file. So say we're going to play a hypothetical contest. This contest is, you know, $1 single entry, and it has 300 entrants. Okay. So in order to win this contest, right, you need to be 1 out of 300, right? And I'm going to, okay, so 1 out of 300 is what you win. Well, how, what is like the actual finishing percentile of that, right? If I do 1 divided by 300. So that is, I need to be in the top 0.003333 of the contest here. Right. So if I were to show this as a percentage and I were to increase the decimal places, I need to be in the top 0.33% of this contest. Right. So that is a sub 1% outcome here. Right. And maybe I'll blow this up. So this is a simple example. Right. And this isn't a very big contest. You know, you're going to be playing contests that are a lot bigger than this. Right. So I need to be in this very small top range of the contest, right? If we think about it from a percentile perspective, this is the 99.6% and above, right? Like we talk about, you know, player percentiles, right? 25th, 50th, 75th, 85th, 95th, 99th. You know, this is effectively above your 99th percentile, right? It's 99.67, you know, something like that. Anyways, Carl Anthony Towns, right, his pull percentage is 2.5%. So what happened here, and when we were generating your bill, was that Towns was part of the best lineup 2.5% of the time, right? That is closer, a little bit better than like 50-1, right? So I think that these players, even at small pool percentages, are effectively coming up often enough where when I compare, you know, this pool percentage to how high up in the contest you need to finish, I think it's okay to leave them. And then SaberSim, you know, it's not, you know, it would be very rare, and I think it would be very surprising, where if you had a situation where Towns was, you know, in 2.5% of your pool lineups, but then he was in a very large amount of your overall exposure, right? Here, he's only in one lineup. SaberSim is saying basically like, hey, this player didn't come up a lot, but there is like one lineup where they are actually really, really good. And I would consider playing that lineup. So it's just a very small, you know, it's 1 out of 20 here. It's a very small portion of your portfolio, but overall, I don't think you should be afraid to play them, given, you know, one, the contest dynamics, and two, you know, the other part is it takes more than one player to win a DFS contest, right? You need an entire group of 8 players all doing enough to get to the finish line, and this is just one small piece, but overall, I would leave them in. That is my advice. Okay, next question. Is there a way to use SaberScore and Portfolio Diversifier on the Ultimate Plan? I am only seeing Portfolio Plus. I would like to compare SaberScore to ROI if possible. Good question. You know, I don't even think our team might have ever considered this. As far as I know, it is not possible to switch between Portfolio and Portfolio Plus when you are on Ultimate. I will say that Portfolio Plus backtested much better, because what Portfolio does is, well, effectively how we come up with SaberScore, right? The SaberScore is a contest ROI. However, it is a generalized contest ROI. We effectively have one hypothetical contest with a payout structure that mirrors general payout structures in the DFS lobby, and we play that out, right? Portfolio Plus is using the exact contest dynamics for every contest you're playing. It knows, hey, this contest has 100 entries. This contest has 275 entries. This contest is 13% to first. This contest is 25% to first, right? All those differences in payout structure, in entrance, in strength of the field, are effectively bonuses. What they do is they make the contest sim results more accurate, right? So that is why Portfolio Plus is better. I'm very comfortable objectively saying that. However, I don't think maybe our team ever thought people would want to like switch between the two. So I'm happy to mention that to the team. Take it back as a feature request. I'll write it down right now. So I don't forget. But I do not think that is possible at the moment from everything I've seen. But good question. All right, next question. Silly question. If I'm entering one contest with 75 lineups and want to split those lineups up to 3 sets of 25, how would I go about doing that? When I change the amount of lineups to 25, then select download, it still gives me 75 lineups. Okay, good question. What I would probably do for this is I would use the favorites. I think this is going to be way easier. Effectively, what you do is you run a build. Say I want to do 25 lineups here. Okay, I do 25 lineups. Once I'm happy with these 25 lineups. I would go into the section down here on the bottom. I would open the group if you don't see it. You can click this little arrow, open up the group to see the lineups. Click the bookmark on the first group. It only does this when I don't have an entry file uploaded. And then scroll down to the last lineup. I'm going to remove the question. Hold shift on your keyboard and then click the bookmark. It will send all of the lineups to the favorites in one big batch. This is on 20, not 25, but it would have done the same with 25. Then you open up build 2, do the same. Open up build 3, do the same. Once you have sent all of your lineups over to the favorites, go into the favorites. Within the favorites tab, I would just create a group. You can go back. I don't really like using templates once I'm in the favorites because it causes you to run a contest sim again. I've effectively already decided, hey, these are the 75 lineups I want. So I'll just create a manual group, switch diversity to uniques, one. That way the lineups go into, see, like right now it's diversifying. Like I don't want it to do that. I guess if it does it, it's like fine. But I think you can just come in to diversity, switch it to uniques one. It doesn't matter what the rank by is because there's only 25 lineups or 20 in this case. It doesn't matter which way you sort them, right? You basically sorted them somewhere else. And then from here, once you have the uniques one, once you have the rank by, you will be able to save up here where it says download lineups. It would be a green save all button. But for more info on using the favorites, I do have a video showing how to do that over in the Office Hours channel in Discord. If you go to Office Hours and you go to pinned messages, there is a video here called Favoriting a Single Lineup and Bulk Favoriting a Set of Lineups. I will send this over to you since this question came in the Discord. So I can drop this right back to you. But little demo here on Office Hours and then a more extensive demo here I'm sending you. So I would do one of those two. All right. Looking around, looks like we are all caught up with questions in YouTube and Discord. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Good luck tonight in your return to NBA second half of the season contests. Until tomorrow, everyone, take care. Thanks. Bye.